Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's 2023, and yes, I made it. I say made it because sometimes we may feel like we are barely just making it. Now, it's time to transition into something different. Transitioning into loving it. Thanks for joining me and listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave, the Integrative Holistic Clinician. And over the next few months, the focus is on journaling and self-reflection. I took some time off to meditate about what was helpful to others. Sometimes that is hearing my voice with all my crazy ideas. Mostly, it's finding your voice. One way to do this is with some guided support. This season is about supporting you in your journey towards self-discovery. To accomplish this, two things are suggested. One, purchasing Heal Thy Mind, 7 Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success, and the complimentary journal, Journaling Towards Wellness, Happiness, and Success. Both are available on Amazon for a low cost. However, if money is a real challenge, contact me directly. I hope you can get the best out of this process. Remember that you also don't need the books to listen. You have choices and you can listen to this podcast in any helpful capacity. For each podcast episode, I will go through the journal touching on things that come up for me, both personally and professionally, and based on just countless of conversations. You will discover parts of my ego and personality as you get to know me through this process. Some you may appreciate, and some you'll just pass on. And all of that is absolutely okay. This journal practice is about you and ways to improve your wellness, happiness, and success. This is why I created this simple plan, the 7 strategies I keep talking about. Let's refresh. 1. O. is for observation to address one's spiritual health. 2. C is for compassion to address and manage one's ego health. 3. T. T is for therapy to address the mental and emotional health. 4. A is definitely for animals to address the playfulness and childlike behaviors, but also considering animals and pets to be supportive in this process. Then there's 5. V is for victims, one's nutritional health. 6. E is for exercise, one's physical health. And then there's 7. S. S is for socializing, relational health. But remember, keeping the primary focus on the self and less on others. This journal is a tool. Some cognitive behavioral stuff, a little play therapy with a dash of psychodynamic techniques. It is not therapy. You are not in treatment. This is not a nutritional consultation or means of doing biofeedback, all of which I'm qualified to do. However, you are simply a listener. I am trying to help those who can't afford, have time for, are nervous, or are antsy about good enough psychotherapy. This may be your first step. Maybe your only step. Maybe you're stepping through the front door. You're curious. And no matter what, you are taking the step towards wellness. You have many options in how you listen. You can decide to follow along with me in your journal. You can journal before or after you listen to this episode. Another idea may be to listen while engaged in another activity, such as walking, cleaning the house, or eating a healthy meal. You have options. It's your choice. And thank you for your support. But more importantly, thank you for your willingness to walk down the path towards wellness. So, let's get started. This podcast is not intended for medical, psychological, mental health, or legal advice. However, I am a licensed professional. This podcast is intended for information only. It is not a formal treatment. Although I provide nutritional consultations, this is not a nutritional evaluation. Although the benefits of biofeedback are positive, this podcast is not a formal treatment. By listening, you are agreeing to these terms. You should seek a professional for individual and specific questions regarding your overall wellness, happiness, and success. Remember, if you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. Welcome, welcome back. So, for this week's journal entry, I wanted to just give you the opportunity, if you choose in whatever capacity that is helpful for you, just really kind of reflecting on the week, maybe the last couple of days, what has been working well for you? Last episode, I talked about some of the things that were going well for me in terms of my health. I was drinking a lot of water and herbal teas, really just happy and content with how patient I had been. And so this is an opportunity for you to just, in your own reflection, over maybe the last couple of days, what was working really well? And another part of that reflection is to explore what are some of the things that need some support. This is a week for me of continuing my water fasting and transitioning to disciplining the mind and the body, of having no food for a day. But for you, what would be something that you feel just needs a little bit more support? And as you reflect on this, another idea is also to consider the components of the octaves method. And so as you think about your observation over the last couple of days, what comes up for you? Are there thoughts or sensations in terms of meditation, praying, chanting, sitting in silence, just whatever you think fits right for you in this moment, and your attempts to engage with observation on a daily basis? And then there's compassion. Compassion, I feel, is not only helpful, but it slows the mind down because thoughts can accumulate and they can feel overwhelming. Thoughts can be racing. Thoughts can be judgmental. And so give yourself some compassion. Give yourself some grace in thinking about ways that can be helpful for you. And then there's therapy. What are some of the activities maybe you've done over the last couple of days, or maybe that you're going to do today, that could be therapeutic for you? Something that you can engage with that supports a deeper understanding of helping you to find your true, authentic self. And then there's this A for animals, which being around or being in nature and watching the birds and connecting with the ground. around and seeing how animals are communicating with each other can be helpful for some. There's also this part of being playful. And how are you discovering the playfulness part of your personality? What did you do in reflection, maybe the last couple of moments, that was playful? And then here it comes. Dun, 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 dun. Victuals. So I'm big on nutrition because there's just this body of information that, you know, really, really just enforces how important our nutrition, the food that we eat, is directly related to our gut health, to our mental wellness, happiness, success. And how has your diet been? Your selection of food? Are you moving towards wellness? Or are you kind of racing with illness, right? So think about it in your reflection in terms of your food and selection of food choices you've been engaged with. Are you moving your body? Are you participating in exercises, whether or not that is cardio, strength training, building, bulking up your muscles or building upon your muscles, so strengthening and making them stronger? What exercise are you doing? You know, spring in Southern California is hopefully coming. We've been having a lot of rain lately, and so I am excited about getting out and getting back to my hiking and really just encouraging myself to get 10,000 steps per day. Socializing. Not only in reflection of how you are engaged with others, but what experiences keep you engaged with yourself? What are you learning about yourself in your interactions with others? The question that I thought in terms of reflection in this moment that I wanted to explore was, how can I take care of myself? How can I take care of myself? I take care of myself by spending time with myself. I work on patience, forgiveness, and compassion. At least 80 to 90% of the time, because I feel like this brings me closer to health, to wellness. For example, my mind needs to be challenged. So I read books to keep my mind stimulated and engaged. Sometimes I read a book a week. However, for more dense material, I can spend months and months with the same reader or writings. I work on puzzles to keep the mind stimulated. I work to increase the complexity of the puzzles as well. One day, I'll get to 1,000 pieces. I also engage my mind with creative activities such as painting and coloring, writing, poetry, and even some knitting here and there. I make a conscious effort to complete one project before starting another. You know, my mind can relax when things are completed. And then there's the body. I am good at walking daily. Well, I have 3 dogs and they get me up in the morning, especially when my body does not want to move and it's cold and chilly outside. I practiced yoga, but maybe not so much recently. So maybe that's one of the areas I could improve on, is going back to my daily practice. I used to do yoga 2 or 3 times a day, but I felt I needed it more. And now my body just enjoys some cardio and some strength training. I look for opportunities to move my body in fun and creative ways. Maybe a dance class, perhaps roller skating, or maybe even a competitive sport. My body kind of loves it all. I like to sweat. Well, you see, sweating for me is a way the body detoxes. Sweating refreshes and brightens the skin. Sweating is also a sign that the cells are moving in the body. And when cells are moving in the body, this fights disease and illness. Movement is energy. Whew, then there's the spirit. How do I care for my spirit? I like to nurture my spirit by being in nature, listening to the birds singing in the morning traffic, embracing the sun as it rises and sets. When I have a few moments to just sip on my lotus tea, I observe animals and their behaviors. You know, animals speak nonverbally, which also helps me understand children's nonverbal language. And this makes me a helpful play therapist. For fun, I create verbal language with some animals, like I know what they're communicating. Yes, I talk to animals, especially my dogs. I even talk to birds in the garden. I slow down and I listen to butterflies. I've even had a few verbal battles with the local squirrels here and there trying to get my tomatoes. I spend Sundays reading and listening to lectures, even though I do this throughout the week as well. I begin my morning listening and reflecting on how I want to engage with the world daily. Yes, I do some other stuff too, like I get manicures and pedicures, but boy, the cost is rising. So I don't do this as much. I usually kind of just do it on my own. And don't go to the nail shop as much. I get weekly massages and massage and oil my muscles and pressure points. I do have lunch and dinner at time with friends and family, but mostly I enjoy my meals in silence. Food is a quiet activity for me to enjoy, reflect on, and cherish. I take care of myself. I am happy, and I grade this part of my life. Right now, I'm giving myself a B. I'm above average. I don't say this to be conceited or stuck up or anything. I say all of this to show me that I am important. My feelings are important. My body is sacred. My spirit is compassionate and forgiving. I care for myself before caring for others so that I can be available to even care for others. I care for myself by listening to my mind, listening to my body and spirit. I look for ways to nurture it all. This was part of my journal reflection when I think about how do I care for myself. And now I'd like to give space for you to have a reflective moment in any capacity that may be helpful, useful, or even the possibility of bringing you closer towards wellness. How do you care for yourself? Go deep. Go beyond getting manicures and pedicures or a massage. Go beyond having a shopping spree and buying a new outfit. Go deep within yourself and ask, how are you doing with this self-care stuff? What grade are you getting? Is this grade acceptable for you at this time? Maybe just taking a few moments in silence. So, how do you care for yourself? How do you care for your mind, your intellect? How do you care for your body, your physical body? You know, those internal organs, kidneys, lungs, thyroid. Are you listening to your body? In a deep way, and asking what it needs? How are you caring for your spirit? Maybe you go to church, and maybe you sing and dance. Maybe you listen to scriptures. Go deep. Even deeper than that, go beyond the surface and ask, what does your spirit need? Spirit, how can I love you in this moment? Your reflection is your reflection. And it's about how you experience, maybe based on some of that perception stuff, you know, the things we hear, see, smell, taste, touch. How are you caring for yourself? I always will encourage you to write something down. If writing kind of is not your thing, maybe starting an audio journal. And maybe talking may not be your thing. Maybe expressing how you care for yourself in other creative ways. Through dance, music, poetry, laughter, kindness, forgiveness. Remember, this is a journal about you discovering you and getting you just to move a little closer to your wellness, happiness, and success. Thank you for listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave. Please share this podcast with others, like if there is a button to do so, and subscribe to my channel. This helps me know the work is meaningful, and I will continue to share simple techniques to help you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. This is also part of the bigger plan, a movement towards affordable group sessions and annual retreats. I will end by saying, in order to complete the journey of life successfully, everyone needs to evolve spiritually. ancient Kemetic proverb.